Up till now, the recording industry has used the courts to go after students suspected of downloading copyrighted material and the colleges which run the network students use. Last spring, the industry subpoenaed the UW system for the names of more than 50 students accused of taking songs and movies off the web for free. The U.S. House of Representatives plan would require colleges to do more to put a stop to it. They may have to offer entertainment alternatives on campus networks and install deterrence programs. Mark Luker heads a group called EDUCAUSE, which represents campus information technology experts across the country.
The present language is asking us to plan for these things, not to install them. But we see that as the very next step. Once you've planned for it, then the next round it will be go ahead and install it.
Luker says offering an entertainment file sharing service to students would be costly. He also says campus IT directors have found that students won't or can't use them. They aren't always compatible with iPods and don't always pick up the bands students want.
The technology deterrents are even worse. They cost really a lot of money to do the job right on a campus. But as we have found out through tests, they can't do the job right anyway.
Luker says inflated figures of illegal downloading have led to a false sense of urgency about the situation. A study commissioned by the Motion Picture Association of America originally claimed 44% of its domestic losses were due to college students downloading material they didn't pay for. Later, the group said that figure was wrong. It's actually more like 15%. Luker says even that number is high because it includes students who live off campus. EDUCAUSE contends only 3% of illegal downloading is taking place on university networks. The Motion Picture Association of America did not respond to an interview request. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.